My God, my God, this is so terrible, cried Mother Claire. How can you allow this? Jesus, please come. Please. How very terrible. Up to 20,000 Haitians overtook a small town, killing their pets, cats, and dogs. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. It's only the beginning. Only a chip off the iceberg of hatred and chaos planned for this nation. Lord, I am heartsick, so heartsick. Please have mercy on the people and their animals. This is only the beginning of chaos. So much more is planned. You are safe here. But my heart aches for those who are undergoing these terrible things. The animals, Lord, please have compassion for the animals. To die is to gain for them now, compared to what is coming. Jesus continued addressing me and all those who have lost a child and may have felt robbed of the joy of raising that child. When someone you love is called home before you are ready to let them go from this earth, it is a great mercy from us. They will not experience the planned devastation that is yet to come. Think about it, Elizabeth. Your son would be in his early 20s and a prime candidate for the draft. Yes, Lord, I understand that now. And thank you for confirming that I'll be able to raise him in heaven. My people, you all need to continue to plow with whatever time you have left, knowing that someday you will be reunited with your loved ones who have a relationship with me and your beloved pets for all eternity. Heaven is your ultimate reward, not on this planet. And you cannot begin to comprehend all that awaits you here. We will forever be united in a way that may be difficult for you to imagine. You will be reunited with children, parents, siblings, friends who have given their lives to me. If you have lost a loved one very close to you, know that they are your future. Satan would like nothing better than to keep you stuck in the past and focused on sadness and resentment. Set your grief free by looking forward to what is to come, and do not keep them in your past where the enemy will flood you with hurt, pain, and bitterness. Give me your sorrows, and if you are willing, allow me to take you by the hand and guide you to heaven to see how glorious and joyful their eternal surroundings truly are. This will change your perspective, and the mental captivity of living in the past will be broken and set you free from the heartache. You will start to live in the present by taking up the reins and continuing to plow for my kingdom. You need to trust me, my loves. If your innocent child or saved spouse is taken home early, know that we have our reasons for allowing it. Ask for my help to understand, and picture them in the most perfect place you can imagine. Your lives are but a vapor on this earth, but the life to come will be forever. And that was the end of his message. We read in Psalm 73:26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Amen.